Okay, I'm going to finish up Hilchos Chagiga today. It's a very short parak, so we'll take a few minutes, and then we'll start Hilchos Bechoros tomorrow. Hilchos Chagiga ends off with the mitzvah of Hakel. The Rambam says in Parak Yom Halach Aleph, mitzvah saseh b'hakel kol Yisrael, nashim v'nash v'taf. So there's a mitzvah saseh to gather all the Jewish people, men, women, and children, b'chol motzei shmita, at the end of a shmita cycle, year, ba'alos on the regal, when they're already up in Yerushalayim for the holiday of Sukkot. The likros be'oznam in the Torah, parshios, and to read for them to be able to hear out loud certain sections of the Torah, shem erazos, so some mitzvos that really inspire them to do mitzvos, and mechatzkos yidam b'das emes, and to strengthen their hold of the true religion. Shemar mikay sheva shanim b'moed shnas hashmita b'chagos sukkos b'vokol Yisrael le'ra'os hakel as'am anoshim anoshim b'taf gerchah shebishrecha. So the mitzvah is pretty clear in the Torah of what needs to be done. Halacha beis kol patur min ariya patur mitzvos hakel. So anyone who is not required to bring the korban ariyah is also not required to join in the mitzvah of gathering together. Chutz min anoshim b'taf v'ha'arel, except for women, children, and someone uncircumcised. Aval tame, but someone who is tame patur mitzvos hakel does not have to come to mitzvos hakel, to this gathering, shenemar vokal Yisrael, v'zein eroi labia, because this person is not able to go. That davar barer, and it's obvious, shetumtum androgynous, chayavin sherei nashim chayavos. So in cases where of tumtum androgynous, where there's issues insofar as their gender, they're chayav, because even let's assume they were suffic man, suffic woman, a woman's chayav to go also for hakel. Alach gimel. A Masai Yakorin. So what exactly, would they read? Motzi Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag HaSukkot. So on the end of the first day of Yom Tov HaSukkot, Shehu Tchilas Yemei Chol HaShemoed, that is the beginning of Chol HaMoed, okay? Moed, Shel Moed, Shel Shana Shminis, of the eighth year of a Shemitah cycle. The Melech, Hu Sheikra Bavnam, the Melech, the king is the one who reads it. Uvez HaShanashim HaYakorin, and the reading took place in the Ezra HaShanashim section of the Beis HaMikdash. The Korah, Kishehu Yoshev, Vimkar Mumud HaReze Meshubach. Okay, and he reads it while sitting down, but if he reads it standing up, that's deserving of praise. Mechanu Kora, so where does he read from? Mitchilas Chumash Eila Hadvarim. So he starts from the section of Eila Hadvarim, Atso Parsha Shema. So that's basically Sefer Dvarim until the end of Parsha Shema and Beschanan. Medaleg, and then he skips over to Levahaya Im Shemoa to the next section of the Kriya Shema Natarah. Medaleg, and then skips again, La Aser Taser and Parsha Re'eh. The Korah Ma'aser to Aser al Haseder, and then he reads it from Aser to Aser in order, Ad Sof Brachos Zekolos, all the way through Parshas Kisavo, the blessings and the curses, Ad Milavasa Bris, until the end of the curses section, Asher Karasi Tam Bechorev, Uposek, and that's where he stops reading the Torah. Lachadal. Ketidu Korah, okay, so how does the reading take place? Token Bechatzosos Bechol Yushalayim Kedil Hakil Islam. So first, the trumpets are blown throughout Yushalayim, so everyone knows to gather. Mavian Bima Gadola, Vishal Eitzaisa, they brought this big platform that was made out of wood. Umamidinosa Emser Ezra's Nashim, and it was placed in the middle of the Ezra's Nashim section of the Beis HaMikdash. The Melech Olev Yoshev Alea, the king goes up and sits on it. Kadeshi Yishmu, Kriyasa, they'll hear him reading. Vichol Yisrael Olam Lachag, Miskaps, and Sviva. And everyone who came to Yushalayim for Sukkot would gather around. The Chazan HaKnesses, Notel Sefer Torah, so the Chazan of the head of the shul, so to speak, would come and take a Sefer Torah. But no, so the Rosh Knesset would give it to the head of the shul. Rosh Knesset, no, so the Skan. The Rosh Knesset gives it to the Skan Kohen Gadol, who's Skan the Kohen Gadol, and then he gives it to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol, the Melech, and the Kohen Gadol gives it to the king. The Lahadra Ropene Adam, to basically transfer as much as possible to give respect and what do you call it, to these people. The Melech Makadlo, the king accepts it. Kishu Omed, while he's standing. Vim Ratza Yeshev, and if he wants to, he can sit. Uposeach, he opens up the Sefer Torah, Veroa, he looks inside, Umuvarech. And he makes a bracha, Kederach Shavarach, Kokor B'Torah, B'Veitz Knesses, like anyone else who reads in the Torah and Shul. V'Kora Parshia Shamarnu, and he reads the Parshias that the Rambam listed above, Achu Gomer, until he finishes, V'Golel, and he rolls it up, Mavarach L'Achareah, and he makes a bracha afterwards, Kederach Shavarachim B'Bate Knessios, like you do in Shul. And then after that, Umosiv Sheva Brachos V'Elohim, he adds seven brachas. Ritzei Hashem L'Kem L'Chal Yisrael, Modi B'Nach L'Loch, Atav Rachatan V'Kol Amim, oh, yeah, these three, Ad Mekadish Yisrael Bazman and Kederach Shemrachim B'Tfilah. Okay, so that's like normal Tfilah, Shemon Esrei Brachos. Harei Shosh Brachos Kimet Tavon. So these are the three brachos like they're supposed to be read. Revias Mispala Ala Mikdash Shiyamod. The fourth bracha he makes as a Tfilah that the Mikdash should still stand. Bechosen Ba Baruchat Hashem Ashochem Mitzion. Chamishus Mispala Al Yisrael Shetam Lamachusam. The fifth bracha he makes he prays for that the kingship of the Jewish people should continue. Bechosen Ba Bokar Yisrael. Shishus Mispala Kohanim, the sixth bracha is made for the Kohanim, Shiratza HaKelev Varasan, that God will accept their tefillah and desire it. The chos, they should be their service. The chosim ba baruchat Hashem mekadesh kohanim. And Shvi is the last one is mischanen umispal above. So he offers supplications and he davens kvi mashu yochol, whatever he personally can do. The chosim ba hoshea Hashem esamcha Yisrael. She'amcha tzrichim lehoshea, that basically the Jewish people need salvation. Baruchat Hashem shemea tefillah. That's the seventh bracha. Hey. So the reading of the Torah and the brachos must be done in Lashon Kodesh. In its language, even though there are, let's say, people who didn't speak Hebrew present. So if we have people who've converted to Judaism who don't understand the Torah, the language, right? So what do they have to do? They have to concentrate and pay attention. And listen with fear and awe, as if they really were, and trembling, as if they were actually there at Sinai when the Torah was given. Even great sages who knew the entire Torah by heart, they have to pay special attention. They're required to pay special attention to this reading. Someone who can't hear, he uses he concentrates his mind on it. Zu shelo kaba hakasuv elchazik das emes, specifically for the area that the Torah wants to strengthen your belief. The yira atzmo ki lo atan nitzavavan, he sees himself as if he's being commanded right now. Biagvura, and from God shoma, he's hearing it. Shamelach shaliachu lashmiyah divrei hakel, because the king is the messenger to make heard what was from God. And finally, halacha zayin yom hakel shechalios b'shabbos. If this day of hakel comes out on Shabbos itself, ma'achron esol achar Shabbos. It's pushed off to the next day. Because of the blowing of the trumpets, fatchinos, and the supplications, she'ena dochinetz Shabbos, that do not push off Shabbos. That ends Hilchos Chagiga. We will pick up Hilchos Bechoros tomorrow.